We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
When you look yourself in the mirror as a man and you say, I'm going to control the things I can control, that's how you get better. That's how you get better. That's how you take steps. That's how you take steps. But AJ said this on the sideline, and I really feel like, okay, we got a good football team. We know when we control the things we can, we damn good. Damn good. But we got to go to work every day. We got to go to work every day to clean up this little that's holding us back so we can be who we meant to be. But now, we're gonna do it! I love y'all boys, man. We a family, man. Family on three. One, two, three.
Jalen Hurts after the win. As a former player, your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought it was awesome. I mean, he's right. You know, his message after all three games has been not satisfied or not playing up or continue to strive to play up to the standards that's been set around here. So he is certainly keeping everybody on their toes and, you know, because getting relaxed and starting to feel like you've arrived and everybody's patting you on your back, you start to let little small things slip through the cracks, right? Are you still getting here at 5:30, 6 o'clock? For extra film sessions,
or is it 7:17?
Right, that's what I'm saying, and that's that type of stuff starts to happen. So, you know, Jalen trying to keep his finger on the pulse in the locker room. I like hearing him after the locker room. I like hearing him, you know, breaking down the team. You know, so sounds good.
Yeah, he's impressive. Mm-hmm. It really is. Jalen Hurts very impressive.
Now, granted, it's easy to do those things when you win.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I've always said, you know, what type of – and this is not a question for Jalen. It's just in general. You know, are you leading from the front where you're in the front running as the leader? Or are you – when times get tough, does your leadership pick up, right? Like when times and adversity comes, how's your leadership then? So, you know, you see guys – it's always – I'm pretty sure you can see it in baseball – it would be equated to the guys who like to be on the top step when things are going on, right? They always want to be seen.
Curt Schilling.
Yeah, you get leaders like that, and I'm not saying this is what Jalen is, but you get those type of leaders that want to be the ones to break down the team when everything's going well. That's why I'm actually happy that it's usually Jalen that's breaking them down. It's not a different person that's breaking them down, so you get to hear it from one voice. Now, Andy, he would talk, and then he would point somebody out, like, get in here and break them down. You know, it wouldn't always – it's not Donovan always breaking
us down. Jalen's taking ownership of it.
It seems like he at least through these first three games, he's been the one that break the team down.
And after
remember, it used to be Malcolm.
Yes. Yeah, yep. So after a two-game losing streak where the team doesn't look great, is he breaking them down, and what's the message right then? And is he leading like he's leading now?
Oh, yeah. And there's no doubt in my mind that he would be. Like, that seems natural to him. You can almost tell when somebody's uncomfortable in that position, Jameis Winston.
He's very comfortable.
That's what I'm saying, uncomfortable. Every time he gets in that huddle, people are snickering and laughing. What is this dude about to say right now? Eating fingers and all that other stuff. Like, you're never going to hear Jalen do something silly like that.
Nah, people
eat the W and all that stuff. Like, nobody's doing that.
I will say, it's really – it is cool that, like, you hear BG after the game, they're using his phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's 24, you know what I mean? Like, these guys have won Super Bowls. Kelsey's, like, one of the cap. Like, that's – it's different level.
But he's earned it. He's earned it.
I mean,
and you earn it by how you carry yourself. Like, this – we only see what we see on game day. They get to see him every day.
This segment's sponsored by On Deck Small Business Loans, by the way, Ike. I have a friend who covers the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted me, not after this past week, but it was after the Monday Night Football win, and he said, man, I hear Nick Saban every time I hear Jalen Hurts talk.
Yeah, like, believe him.
Yep.
Like, he believes in those sayings that Nick would preach.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's carrying them with him through his life lessons. A lot of us do. A lot of us, you know,
He said the same thing about Devontae Smith, too. He said that he hears a lot of Nick Saban when he hears Devontae talk.
Now, when you were back at Michigan State, was the rat poison, like, was that, like, your pager? or was there just talk radio, I guess?
No, it wasn't as prominent back then. And I don't even think he used that term rat poison and all of that, yeah. That stuff he's learned throughout his coaching career as he's gotten – bigger and bigger and bigger.
As he's seen his team lose when in spots where they're reading their own headlines and everything else. I mean, it's wisdom.
Yep.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com.
See, nobody's listening to Eli when he's breaking the team down. You know, and Aaron is so full of himself that he's not giving that type of speech at the end of a game, I would imagine.
No.
To break the team down.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's something like a Brady would do.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Because Brady's an emotional – Brady's a linebacker playing quarterback. Like, Brady, he's an underdog. So, he's always got that mentality where he can relate to others because he was a six-round draft pick.
Peyton Manning.
I'd be surprised if Peyton broke everybody down.
Yeah.
I would be. He's, you know, I guess I wouldn't be, but the speech wouldn't be like that.
No. No, it'd be a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, some guys can get in there. Like, you know, Russ is getting in there with something corny to say. You know, he's the
Mr. Unlimited.
Well, he's telling everybody to yell out run, pass.
You finally saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. And I'm like, come on, Russ.
It never gets any better with him.
Yeah.
It just gets more awkward.
And he's doing it knowing he has a mic on.
The harder he tries, the worse it is.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a new one today. He's got a new
He's got
a new sandwich with Subway.
I saw it.
And it is, dude, it might be the worst of them all. It's called a dangerous sandwich something.
Yeah, no, you can find it. I'll take a phone call. See if you can grab it real fast. I saw it. No, it's terrible. It's cringeworthy. It's terrible. Davon, Newark, Delaware from the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Davon!
What's going on, fellas? Appreciate you guys taking my call. Hey. Before I get into the weekly recap, hey, that's a leader of men right there. I was ready to run through a wall after hearing Jalen.
Leader of men
right there, man. Listen, he got those boys listening to him. Mm-hmm. And as long as the play continues, yeah, I see good things out of this team. But I'm here to give y'all the weekly recap. You know, we had an interesting week this past week in the Mark Cerise Fantasy League. Mm-hmm. Ike took me down undefeated, number one in the league. Ike took me down. It was a good game.
Good game.
But I got the breakdown for you guys. So the closest game of the week, we had Sam and Miss Leslie. Sam snuck the win out 112-106.
Wow.
Just snuck it out there. So that was the game right there. That was the closest, actually, out of all the games this week. We had Lamar Jackson as the performing QB of the week with 48 points. I got Lamar. Hey, Lamar won about those first two games for me. I'm going to just tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's – well, he want that contract. That's what he's doing.
Yep.
So that's exactly why he's playing the way he's playing. The performance skill position player we got this week is OG Wade with Devontae Smith, 30 points.
Damn.
OG
Wade with a better record than me so far on the season.
Uh-oh. Hey, OG Wade's holding his own, and it only goes to his belief in the Eagles, man. That's all it goes to. It may be more of Jalen than the Eagles, but he has at least a third of the roster of the skill position players on the team.
Yeah, he's so only missing AJ and Miles Sanders.
Him just thinking of how good this team was going to be. So credit to him, man. And the L of the week will have to go to me with Chris Olave on the bench with 23 points.
Aww.
And I lost to Ike by 14. So that was the game right there. And I do have the power rankings. This is the week three, so I figured after week three we get the power rankings. iRise is 3-0, surprisingly. Ooh. I don't know what's going on. He got a few
Cowboy fan
wins. Yeah, he got a few sneaky wins in the beginning, but I got him this week. So I'm
that Joker beat me by 0.3 of a point last week.
Sneaky ones, but I'm going to take him down this week. Ike, don't worry about it.
Yes.
We got Mad Mike at 2, Ike at 3, myself at 4, Sam at 5, OG Wade at 6, Kenny at 7, Rick at 8, John at 9, Andy at 10, Colton at 11, and Miss Leslie at 12. Appreciate you guys.
Hold on, Day. Because, you know, I just want you to point something out. You said Mad Mike's at number 2, right?
Yes, sir.
with 380 points, right?
But Ike is leading with 444.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dave.
Ike is leading the league with 444 points. He's holding it down. It may not equate it to being undefeated, but he's still got the most points. He's holding it down.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Because he wants to keep reminding me that he told me my team was trash on draft night, yet my team has scored the most points in the league through 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that doesn't equate. And I had the 10th pick in the draft.
Yeah, it doesn't work out.
That's like 1 + 1 = 3. Like,
yeah,
just
that's all I wanted to point out.
Well, Mike has to make sure 1 + 1 = 3, similar to Jerry Jones. Fall is upon us. Text line in a second. Fall is upon us. Fall is upon us, and that means it's that time of year again. Think about replacing those old drafty windows and doors, because once the cold comes in, you're going to feel it. It's going to roll in. You're going to be by the windows. You're going to feel that cold, and then you're going to get the electric bill. Or the gas bill, and you're going to look at it and be like, oh my God, we got to get new windows and doors. Right now is a great time to get a hold of Guided Door and Window, because first of all, 20% off all windows and doors. And this is the great part. Guided allows you to start your project today with no money out of pocket, and you could take up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's the way to do it. 3 years to pay it off, get the windows now, you'll save enough money to pay off those windows, or almost. So again, your comfort level in your home, thumbs up. Lowered monthly energy bills, of course, and you're taking advantage of 20% savings and you're paying it off 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you have to act now. This offers for a limited time only. Restrictions do apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's GO-GUIDA.com. The Marks and Reese text line is sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light Eagles pep rallies are back. Join Ava Graham at the Grog in Bryn Mawr. That's this Friday night, September 30th, and you could win tickets to see Eagles Jacksonville. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
The only thing holding us back from being Super Bowl favorites is one little injury. Gardner in the NovaCare.
Wow.
Oh, Gardner.
Don't play like that, Gardner.
Yeah, we do not like when we're talking about, because BG had said that there's way more talent on this team than 2017. Backup quarterback, right? Like, yeah. If Gardner Minshew's got to come in there for a big playoff game, how you feel like?
Not good. Not good.
Yeah, me neither. All right, what's next?
Emmanuel Acho's argument about Hurts is the exact argument OG used against Wentz. Now, he happened to be right about Wentz, but that's besides the point. Tom from Abington.
Well, do we need to hold OG Wade accountable for that take on Wentz when it's being used against Jalen Hurts at the same time?
Well, I started to bring that up to him during the call, but this is his week. The Eagles are 3-0. Jalen is playing well, and they just beat Wentz. So I did not want to interrupt his flow by pointing that out.
Right.
Yeah.
But Wade has been accountable. Like today I asked him about, well, Carson didn't have any weapons, so how can you judge him fairly? And he said, no, the Eagles are wrong not to get Carson weapons.
Yeah, see, you see how that works when your guy's playing well?
Yep. Everything's fine. Yeah,
the sun's a little brighter in the morning.
Because guess what?
He said he had a big parlay over the weekend. This guy's hot, man.
He is hot on his parlays, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I got to start getting games from him.
He's good at fantasy football, even though that can't work out. That can't continue. Got it, Ike?
Better chance of happening. Hurts winning the MVP.
That.
Or OG Wade winning the fantasy league.
That. Now, he can't win with two. He can't win with two or three players every week. That's not going to win you games.
Well,
Jalen keeps going. Yeah,
I was going to say, if Jalen keep playing at this level.
If Jalen wins the MVP, he's probably winning the fantasy league.
That's true.
All right, what's next?
Trust me, winning the Super Bowl is overrated. Carson in D.C.
Well, maybe that year was for him.
He's still got that Super Bowl ring, I'm sure.
Oh, he still has it. He may not wear it, but he still has it.
Yeah, he's not wearing it around as much.
He may not wear it, but he has it. It's in a safe box.
Yep. He'll sell that the minute he's like, you know what? Retirement fund? Yep.
Oh, man, he's going to have to come back for the reunions, man.
Does he come back?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I would like for him to come back.
All of those players won that Super Bowl, and it's probably the best thing they all did in their lives because none of them did pretty much anything afterwards.
Ain't that the truth?
Can't wait to see Alshon there, too.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there are many multiple Super Bowl winners that was on that route. I guess Chris Long had a lot of success prior.
Prior to, yeah.
Blunt.
Blunt.
Prior to, I don't even think LeGarrette played after the Super Bowl year. I think he retired.
Went out on top.
I mean, he wanted to play, but I don't think. He went to Detroit. You're right, because Patricia was there. You're right.
I forgot about that. It wasn't a great final season for LeGarrette. But. All right, what's next?
Am I going to have to give OG a portion of my next contract? Jalen in South Jersey.
Well,
you should give him something.
Yeah. should give him something, yeah.
I feel like he's my son.
I mean, it's going to be
man's out here making T-shirts and everything for you.
It's going to be $250 million. Like, you know.
You got a little to spare.
I'm sure we'll talk to Jalen before training camp next year. At least we hope we'll talk to him before that. Like, in season, you can't bring up the whole OG Wade thing. But, like, at some point, we need to introduce him to this guy was your biggest supporter out there. And
we do?
I mean,
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I know he's not going to get it. I know we didn't do it this year because it, like.
I won't be introducing him to him.
Well, not a personal introduction, but maybe we record Wade giving an introduction for him about how
much love for him. Yeah, okay. That sounds good. As long as we can't have Wade turn into.
A host on the station?
Yeah, or
Stalky McStalker?
Yeah, yeah. Something like in that effect, yes. Yes.
Yeah, like we know it's a bit, but Jalen may not know this.
Well, we heard.
He may not know it's a bit either.
Word is QB1 was here at the station today.
I heard that.
Was QB1 here today? Ooh.
I didn't see him.
I did not see him either.
I was not here, but he was here this morning, yes.
There you go.
All right. Any more, Jack?
Nothing holds anyone more accountable on that show than that damn drop board. Doug in Jacksonville.
I will have something on my face for sure. Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It's still not being retired even though he's coming back this week.
No, it's not.
No, it's going to be in honor of him this week.
Oh, I can't wait for Friday's show.
What if they start
show?
Playing them over the loud
Jack, just promise on Friday I'll get to hear the entire back with the Brett Favre and Carson.
He gave us a lot. Yeah, gave us a lot.
By the way,
I've done a Doug one before, but I'm gonna have to. We gotta.
Oh yeah, you've done a Doug top. You did that when they fired him.
Yeah, we needed it at least once or twice
yes,
a year.
You did it
by
then.
The way, just some advice for Doug. Might want to lay off the Brett Favre praise for the foreseeable future.
Oh, I'm certainly knows about that now. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be doing that anymore.
What a creep.
Shrine's not up anymore.
You better hope he's not attached in any way, shape, or form to this nonsense.
Doug Peterson text messages? No.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing.
Lobbying the governor. And the governor's like, hey, that's breaking the law. Didn't seem like Favre cared about that.
Oh, boy.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
All right, Jack, let's go.
They think the Eagles should call me? Do they know who I am? Quadre Henderson in Canada.
Text line.
That's one of Quadre's relatives that called earlier.
I think so.
Seriously.
And he was from Wilmington, so that's normally Eagle fandom, but you never know. You never know. So you have the Russ Subway commercial, Jack. What do we got?
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch. And it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous?
I'm out, man. Ooh. I'm out.
Jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time? Never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
I'm gonna tell you. Now listen, I consider myself a takes man, and I'll go down with some takes that I've had with no problem. But this nonsense with Russell Wilson, man, he is completely out of control, and it is absolutely the best thing the Eagles did this offseason, which was not trade for Russell Wilson. This is unbelievable.
Danger, which...
And see, you know why he didn't want to come to Philadelphia? Because he knew he couldn't do this stuff in Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah, we wouldn't be we unless he unless
nobody's
he,
tolerating no, that no, stuff in Philadelphia, no, man. Are you no. kidding me?
So does he think it's funny or like what did because the Eli Payton stuff is like relatively funny. I think some people are maybe getting tired of it, but that whole thing is like this Russ thing is just it's awkward.
Yeah, Eli and Payton, hey, they do comedy skits. This is the starting quarterback, and they weren't doing it
when they were
now.
Playing.
Eli certainly wasn't doing it while he was playing. That's different. Oh, Russell Westbrook looked like a cornball, man. It's no other way to say it.
It's bad.
It really isn't. There's no other way to say it. and that locker room's going to turn on him soon.
Justin in Tennessee, we always get to you at the end of the show when you call in, so time is limited. But go ahead, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, there was something I had to ask Ike, but my God, that commercial, I hadn't heard that. I agree with the first time I heard it. Man, I'm telling you, the reason why he went to Denver is because everybody's out there where that stuff's legal, and they can just sit back and laugh at it, man. They eating them edibles and stuff. In Philly, they'd eat him alive. I mean, what would be dangerous would be him walking out on the streets because they'd be throwing in sandwiches at him. That is awful.
It's called the Danger Witch.
I didn't hear, Ike, you may have spoke on this, but I didn't hear it earlier. I listened all evening yesterday evening. Did it hurt your heart a little bit watching Carson get beat up by our Eagles and, like, seeing him, like, especially when he had that run toward the end zone, he just looked like not like he lost a step, but like 10 steps. He does not look the same, and injuries have just taken such a toll on him, man. It's kind of sad for me, you know, being one of the charter members of the club, you know, that we said not to bring up anymore. But
that's all good.
But
it didn't hurt my heart. No, it did not hurt my heart.
I don't know. It's just kind of sad, you know. To me, it was.
Yeah. I mean, when you asked me how it made me feel, it didn't really hurt my heart. It really didn't. It didn't hurt my heart.
I have heard a lot of people say, and this isn't everybody, of course, but I did hear a lot of people say, like, they always say they almost, not that they felt bad for him, but they almost felt bad for him, or they felt bad for him just because, I mean, compared to where he was in 2017 and even after that to where he is right now, it just seems like.
I think the problem is everybody wants to keep going back to 2017.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. I actually think he played well the first two games of the season. He was our better team.
Yep.
You don't need to throw a pity party for Carson Wentz. He's fine. They lost the game.
Yeah, I didn't
yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah. I don't need to throw a pity party for him.
That was that was a lot of fun. While I was watching the game, I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
For sure. Phil, quickly, like, how do we feel about the series coming up? Howard and Julio are coming up, but Julio leads you into the game. How are you feeling about the three-gamer in Chicago?
Don't get swept.
Mm.
Like, that's my motto. Like, yeah, I mean,
win two or three is my motto for this.
Okay.
Jack, how you feeling?
Feel pretty good. I think them going on the road is going to be nice. I think they were just playing tight at home. And Castellanos is back tonight. So.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Is he playing?
He's playing.
Playing.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So it's showtime, Nicky. We paid you a good amount of money. Like, it's go time.
Well, and Bryce hit a home run Sunday.
Yes.
So maybe that
woke
breaks
him
up. That breaks the seal on what's been going on with him. And really need Bryce to have a good week. That's really what you need.
Yep. Exactly. Get hot again. When you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So go to OnDeck.com, America's largest online small business lender. OnDeck makes it easy to apply in just minutes. Apply for your loan today at OnDeck.com. Howard's coming up next with Giulio, riding with the King, and then Joe Giulio leads you into Phil's and Cubs. We're back tomorrow. See ya. Hey, listen, QC Kinetics, what they're doing here is amazing. People, because if you're in pain, joint pain, arthritis, an injury, right? Like maybe you work out, maybe you're playing something and it's like, wow, it really hurt my shoulder. So if it's, if it's a shoulder, if it's a rotator cuff, whatever it is, torn meniscus, joint pain, you've been told that maybe you need like a hip replacement or a knee replacement, bone on bone arthritis, whatever it is, before you get surgery, before you do some of these things, like get the QC Kinetics. They use treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Athletes have been using this for years. It's now available to you with the nation's leader in these amazing treatments, QC Kinetics. They've been doing it for a while. So if you have an injury, arthritis, whatever it is, you don't have to keep living with the pain. Learn how you can get your life back. No drugs, no surgery, pain-free. Call them today for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.